The tale Dresden tells us lacks the credibility of simplicity, Mai continued. Despite how carefully you have danced around saying the actual words, it seems that you wish us to believe that the White Court was not involved in the matter of Lafortier's death. Thus, your story, too, lacks the credibility of simplicity. In my experience, matters of state are rarely simple ones, Lara responded. Mai moved a hand, a tiny gesture that somehow conveyed acknowledgement. Yet, given recent history, the actions of a known enemy seem a far more likely source for Lafortier's murder than those of some nameless, faceless third party. Of course, you are, after all, wizards, Lara said, without a detectable trace of irony. You are the holders of great secrets. If such a group existed, you would surely know of it. It is possible that I am unfairly judging your people and accusing them of plotting Lafortier's death, Mai replied, her voice utterly tranquil. You are, after all, vampires, and well known for your forthright and gentle natures. Lara inclined her head, smiling faintly. Regardless, we find ourselves here. That seems incontrovertible. I seek the safe return of my brother. Mai shook her head firmly once. The White Council will not exchange one of our own. It seems to me, Lara said, that Warden Morgan is not in your company. A transitory situation, Mai said. She didn't look at me, but I felt sure that the steel in her voice was aimed in my direction. Then perhaps a cooperative effort, Lara said. We need not allow the Skinwalker to take the Warden. Those who ally themselves with the White Court come to regret it, Mai replied. The Council has no obligation to assist you or your brother. Despite the recent efforts made on your behalf by my king and his court? Lara asked. Mai faced her without blinking and said nothing more. He is my blood, Lara said quietly. I will have him returned. I appreciate your loyalty, Mai said, in a tone that suggested she didn't. However, this matter of the Skinwalker wishing an exchange is hardly germane to where we stand at the moment. Actually, I said, it kind of is, Ancient Mai. I had someone tell Shagnasty where to meet me tonight. Depending on how he crosses the water, he could be here any moment. Ebenezer blinked. Then he turned his face to me, his expression clearly asking whether or not I was out of my damned mind. Wily Coyote, I said to him soberly. Super genius. I saw him thinking, and I recognized it when my old mentor got it, when he understood my plan. I could tell because he got that look on his face I've only seen when he knows things are about to go spectacularly wrong, and he wants to be ready for it. He let his staff fall to rest against his chest and idly dug in a pocket, his eyes flicking across the woods around us. I don't know where Mai's head was, or if she worked out anything at all. I had a feeling that she wouldn't, since her thought processes would all have to start from given assumptions that were incorrect. She didn't have much of a chance of coming to a correct conclusion. All that means, she said to me, is that it would be wise to finish our business here and retreat from this place. Sadly, I am reaching a similar conclusion, Lara said deliberately. Perhaps it is time for this meeting to adjourn. Behind her, one of her sisters shifted one hand very slightly. Lightning flashed overhead, and thunder forced a pause into the conversation. The wind picked up again, and Listens to Wind suddenly lifted his head. His gaze snapped around to the north, and his eyes narrowed. An instant later, I sensed a new presence on the island. More people had just touched down onto the far side of the bald hill where Demon Reach Tower stood. There were 12 of them, and they began moving toward the hilltop at inhuman speed. White Court vampires, they had to be. Seconds later, another pair of human-like presences simply appeared in the woods 400 yards away. And if that wasn't enough, two more people arrived on the northwest shore of the island. Mai took immediate note of Injun Joe's expression and tilted her head, staring hard at Lara. What have you done? She demanded. I have signaled my family, Lara replied calmly. I did not come here to fight you, Ancient Mai, but I will recover my brother. I focused on the two smaller groups, both of them pairs of new presences, and found that their numbers were growing. On the beach, many, many more pairs of feet had begun beating the ground of Demon Reach, 30 of them or more. In the forest nearby, a presence that the island had never before encountered appeared, followed by more and more and more of the same. There was only one explanation for that. The new arrivals were calling forth muscle from the Never Never. I was betting that the pair on the beach was Madeline and Binder, and that he had begun calling out his gray men the moment his feet hit the ground.